This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Post-Brexit trade discussions between the United Kingdom and the European Union will resume on Sunday. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen spoke by phone Saturday and after issued a joint statement saying their respective negotiating teams should make a further effort to assess whether significant differences can be resolved. Johnson and von der Leyen said progress has been achieved in many areas, but also highlighted three areas of division. Fishing rights, the level playing field, standards the UK must meet to export into the bloc, and how future disputes would be settled. The two leaders noted no agreement is feasible if these issues are not resolved. I'm Ben Thomas.
Clashes erupted at a protest against police violence on the streets of Paris Saturday as protesters hurled projectiles and police fired back tear gas. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Standoff on the streets of Paris as dozens of hooded protesters hurled projectiles at riot police, smashed up shop windows, torched cars and burned barricades during a demonstration against police brutality. Police fired back volleys of tear gas. Thousands had set out marching peacefully before the clashes erupted to urge French President Emmanuel Macron's ruling party to scrap a draft security law they fear would curb civil liberties. The bill would restrict rights to circulate images of police officers on duty, which critics say would make it harder to hold the police to account in a country where rights groups allege systemic racism. A backlash against the law was intensified by the beating of a black man. The incident was captured on CCTV and mobile phone footage that went viral and headed news bulletins.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. This is VOA News. Moscow began distributing the Sputnik V COVID-19 shot in 70 clinics on Saturday, marking Russia's first mass vaccination against the disease. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
It marks Russia's first mass vaccination against the disease, the city's coronavirus task force said. Though final trials have yet to be completed for Sputnik V or a second vaccine. And scientists have raised concerns about the speed at which Russia has worked, giving the regulatory go-ahead for its vaccines and launching mass vaccinations before safety and efficacy have been fully tested. The task force said the Russian-made vaccine would be made available to doctors and other medical workers, teachers and social workers, because they ran the highest risk of exposure to the disease. The age for those receiving shots is capped at 60. People with certain underlying health conditions, pregnant women, and those who've had a respiratory illness for the past 2 weeks are barred from vaccination.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. The Trump administration has ended five cultural exchange programs with China. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the exchange programs he ended were paid for and operated by the Chinese government as, quote, soft power propaganda tools. Pompeo says the programs provided carefully curated access to Chinese Communist Party officials, but not to the Chinese people. The terminations follow this week's announcement of new time limits on visas for members of the Chinese Communist Party and their families, cutting the period their travel documents are valid from 10 years to 1 month. Mike Hemp in Washington.
President Donald Trump fruitlessly pressed Georgia's governor on Saturday to call a special legislative session aimed at subverting the presidential election results in the state as Trump's fixation with his defeat overshadowed his party's campaign to save its majority in the Senate. Trump asked Kemp in a phone call to order the legislative session. The Republican governor refused, according to senior government officials in Georgia with knowledge of the call. According to a tweet from the governor, Trump also asked him to order an audit of signatures on absentee ballot envelopes from the presidential race in his state. Kemp said he is not empowered to take that step because he has no authority to interfere in the electoral process on Trump's behalf. Republicans need one more seat for a Senate majority. Democrats need victories in both Georgia Senate races to force a 50-50 Senate and position Vice President-elect Kamala Harris as the tie-breaking majority vote. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.